This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKinney. Conditions inside the nation's hospitals are deteriorating by the day as the coronavirus rages through the country at an unrelenting pace. Hospitals have converted parking garages, chapels, cafeterias, waiting rooms into patient rooms, and fatigue is setting in among a beleaguered workforce of medical workers. The number of people hospitalized with COVID-19 in the U.S. has doubled in the past month and set new records every day this week. As of Tuesday, more than 76,000 people were hospitalized with the virus. German police unleashed water cannon on Wednesday in an effort to scatter thousands of protesters angry over plans to empower Chancellor Angela Merkel's government to enforce restrictions to curb the spread of the coronavirus. Protesters near Berlin's landmark Brandenburg Gate threw bottles at police and set off smoke bombs, witnesses reported. Riot police detained some protesters while firing volleys of water and urging crowds by loudspeaker to disperse. Demonstrators were fuming about legislation due to be passed by parliament that could allow the federal government to impose curbs on social contact, rules on mask wearing, drinking alcohol in public, shutting shops, and stopping sporting events. Although many Germans accept the latest lockdown light to tackle a second wave of coronavirus, the critics say the law gives the national government too much power and endangers citizens' civil rights without the approval of parliament. A newly released Australian military report into war crimes has found evidence that elite Australian troops unlawfully killed 39 Afghan prisoners, farmers, and civilians. Australian Defense Force Chief General Angus Campbell said Thursday the shameful record included alleged instances in which new patrol members would shoot a prisoner in order to achieve their first kill. This is VOA.